good morning.
Happy Father's Day.
It's great to see you here.
Well, I don't know about you, but have you got a fantastic father? Put your hand up if you've got a fantastic father. Brilliant. Excellent. Well, I want to know why. Why is your father so fantastic?
But because we could be here all day and we're limited. Everything has to begin with F. Does that make sense? Everything, whatever's fantastic about your father, must begin with F. So put your hand up. Tell me what's fantastic about your father that begins with F. Here we go. Yes. He's funny. Brilliant. Your father is fantastic and he is funny.
Funny.
There you go. Put a little swee. Brilliant. Funny, yes. Faithful. I like that one. Yeah, faithful. Brilliant. What else about your fantastic fathers? Yes. Gonna have to shout it. He tickles me. How am I going to do that begin with F? Tickles. Yes. Yes. Food. Food. He feeds me. How cool is that? Your dad feeds you, yes. He fixes things. Brilliant, how right you are. Brilliant. Do you know what? We could go on for ages and talk about the ways in which our fathers do a fantastic job. It's amazing. But do you know that sometimes they don't do such a fantastic job? There's a thing called a phone. All right, I've spelt it wrong, but do you know what I mean? They sometimes spend a bit too much time on their phone. Is that true of your dad? Maybe they look football. Sorry, English people, I've mentioned the word. Football, Scots. Anyway, football, phone. They can be unfaithful as well as faithful. They can be fickle. There's actually, our dads may be fantastic, but they're not flawless, are they? They're not flawless. We're going to watch a short little video that's going to help us to think about where we should be looking for inspiration for our fathers. Watch the screen.
Dad?
Ta.
I'll put it on later.
Come play.
In a bit, yeah. I'm just... Actually, can you get me a drink?
Son?
Dad? So, this is where you've been.
I said I'd be with you in a minute.
That was 30 years ago.
What? Well, you know, lose time.
We thought you'd run off.
I am not that kind of dad. I've been right here, son.
Here? In the sofa?
You can talk. Look, I know I haven't been the best dad.
Who is?
Any help?
Oh, you can go when you're done with the, I told them it'll be a minute.
All right, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
Any help?
Zach, let's go play.
Some roasted it's a peanuts fun. Would be nice.
Peanuts would be nice.
But the truth is this. Actually, I don't know about you, but some dads are there, but they're not there. It's truth, isn't it? They're there, but they're not really there. And so I want you, as the man on the TV screen said, I want you to cry out any help. Where do we look for a great example of a fantastic dad? We look to our Heavenly Father, and that's what we're going to do in the Bible passage today. You see, I'm going to show you a little bit of a PowerPoint. There's our fathers may be flawed, even though they may be fantastic. They need help. They need to be part of a team. And we need to look to our Father in heaven for inspiration. Do you know that your dad is made in the image of God? Did you know that? That's true. But did you know that your mum's made in the image of God too? Yes. That's a bit confusing, isn't it? Well, it's not if you think that God is a team. Say with me, God is a team. Okay, we're going to warm you up a little bit so you get all right. God is a team. Who's in the team? Who's in team God? Put your hands up. Yes, at the back. You're going to have to shout really loudly. I think it's Barney. Someone passed, what did he say? I can't hear that far, I'm going deaf. Jesus, there's Jesus on the team. Who else is on the team? Yes. God the Father, there's God the Father, God the Son, and that's Jesus. Who else is on the team? There's one more on the team. And the Holy Spirit is on the team. You see, God in his perfection is a team. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your dad may be almost perfect and fantastic, but he's part of a team. And it's right that he's part of a team because he'll play a different role. What kind of roles do your dads play? Okay, let's put your hands up. Whose dads do the washing? A few of you. Whose dads do the ironing? Whose dads do the mending, fix it, DIY? A few more, there you go. How many dads do the chauffeuring? Excellent, there's a bit more like it, here you go. Brilliant. So their dads do different jobs, and sometimes dads do jobs and mums do jobs, and different people in the family, even children, can do jobs. Did you know that? I've discovered that as they get a bit older. They can do. You just got to get them to. That's the problem I find on the whole. But dads are part of parcel of a team. If you've been watching the football, or the rugby football, I suggest. But the football, Gareth Southgate doesn't make up the whole team. You've got different players who play in different positions. They have different roles to score goals or not, as the case may be. But that's what happens in a football game if it wasn't England versus Scotland. Those kind of things happen and make for an exciting game. Well, let's have a look at our Bible passage today. We're going to see it on the screen. And I'm going to ask you to do one of three things. Can you, when we hear the word God, can you stand up, put your hand up and say Father? Can you do that? When I say the word God, go like this. Up, up there, because they're often the big ones, although my children are now slightly bigger, so it doesn't quite work. Okay, so when I say the word God, stand up, put your hand up and say brilliant. Come on, we're going to warm you up here. Okay, if we say Jesus or Son, can you go like this? Sign language, Sarah's taught us. There you go. Jesus, can you say Jesus? Brilliant. And when it's the Holy Spirit, what I want you to do is this, socially distanced, can you stand up and can you fly around your chairs and come back and sit back down again? Because the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters. Okay, so when I say the Spirit, go. There you go, all the way around, brilliant. You're back again. I love it, I love it. Okay. So, what could be a confusing Bible passage, we're going to make simple by highlighting the three different members of the team. God team. Here we go. I'm going to read it for you again. Get ready. But when, not yet. But when the set time had fully come, God,
the Father,
sent his Son, Jesus, sit down, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship, like Jesus. Excellent. Not yet. There's some people, okay, here we go. We're getting there, almost, Gillian. Here we go. Because you are his son. Stand up. God,
the Father,
sent the Spirit. Here we go. Sent the Spirit of his son, Jesus. Jesus. Into our hearts, the Spirit. Who calls out, Abba, Father. There you go. Keep up. My goodness, you're exhausted. Well done. So, can you see? This is a Bible passage with the Trinity there. The team, the God team, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working together. We know that God the Father is perfect, but we also know that Jesus the Son is perfect and the Holy Spirit is perfect. To make the perfect team, they work together. So your dad may be fantastic, but he's better in a team. He's better in a team. Well, let's have a little look at what the Father does particularly, because it might inspire us, those of us who are fathers, to think and work on these things. Again, back in our Bible passage, the Father does what? He waits patiently for just the right time. The perfect dad has the perfect timing, and he's perfectly patient. And he has a plan. He's purposeful, all the P's. That's what we see in God the Father. God the Father at just the right time. Do you notice that? You see, if I was God the Father, you'd have had, Jesus would have come about 2 weeks after Adam. Do you know what I mean? Genesis chapter 4, Jesus appears. I have no patience in that way. And yet God tells us it was just the right time. Not my time, but just the right time when Jesus appeared. That was amazing, his timing. And at just the right time, he sent his son to save. So his perfect son saves. And then, of course, the Spirit's there. The Spirit of the Son stays with us. So the perfect Father sees the problem, sends for help, sends his son. And notice, I don't know whether you've noticed, but in this passage, the perfect Father doesn't just father his own son. Have you spotted that? God the Father doesn't just go, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I don't love anybody else's. I just love Jesus. Did you see that's not what happens in the Bible passage? The perfect Father loves to include others. He wants others to be as though they were part of the family. He wants to kind of adopt them. Can you see that in the passage? In the passage, you'll see that the perfect Father's love just spills over to love others. He wants others to be as though they were part of his family, and not just kind of by name, but actually, I want you to inherit. The riches I've got so much. I'd love for you to be an inheritor of the riches. A fantastic father loves his own, but a fantastic father spills over his love to love others. And you might be one of those fathers that aren't really fathers. Do you know that? You'll have father figures in your lives. Those that aren't really your birth father, but they act as though they are like your father. Encouraging and inspiring and supporting and caring and loving. And do you have people in your lives that are, today's the day to give thanks to God for them as well? I think. Because people can be fathers when they're not really fathers having given birth to you. I thank God for those who've played a fatherly figure in my life. So you have the perfect Father, he sees and sends, then you've got the perfect Son, he comes and saves, and then the perfect Spirit, well, he stays with us. And he speaks those words that Sarah was pointing out earlier, Abba, which means? Which means Father, Daddy. So the Spirit in us completes that relationship with God that we have a child to a father. So today, I wonder whether you will, if you're a dad, or if you have the potential to be a father figure, will you be like your fantastic Father in heaven? Play your part in the team and don't just sit on the sofa looking at your phone. Will you be a fantastic father? Will you work as part of a team? Male and female, young and old, we work as a team together. God-given gift. And what will we do? We will love and we will lead. We will protect and provide. We will serve and we will save as a team. So today, let's give thanks to God for our Heavenly Father, who gives us the perfect pattern for earthly fathers and fatherly role models. And let's give thanks to God today. This is how I do my prayers, just at the end, because amen slightly is confusing. Let's do amen, 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 I agree, amen, clap, clap, because amen means I agree. I'm a bit ringy, but let's put my hands together, eyes closed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much, even though we're not Jesus, your only son. We are adopted by Jesus' death and resurrection. Because he saved us, we are part of your family. Thank you for being the perfect dad to us when we don't deserve it, haven't earned it, and aren't really your children. Help us, those of us who are here on earth, as earthly fathers, as earthly fatherly role models, help us, God fathers, grandfathers, to be like you. We need your help. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen. Clap.